Among them, the four tired men had checked out some 700 tips and rumors. Dewey, for example, had spent two wearying and wasted days trying to trace that phantom pair, the Mexicans sworn by Paul Helm to have visited Mr. Clutter on the eve of the murders. Another cup, Alvin? Don't guess I will. Thank you, ma'am. But she had already fetched the pot. It's on the house, Sheriff. How you look, you need it. At a corner table, two whiskery ranch hands were playing checkers. One of them got up and came over to the counter where Dewey was seated. He said, "Is it true what we heard?" "Depends." "About that fella you caught? Prowling in the Clutter house? He's the one responsible. That's what we heard." "I think you heard wrong, old man." "Yes, sir, I do." Although the past life of Jonathan Daniel Adrian, who was then being held in the county jail on a charge of carrying a concealed weapon, included a period of confinement as a mental patient in Topeka State Hospital, the data assembled by the investigators indicated that in relation to the Clutter case, he was guilty only of an unhappy curiosity. "Well, if he's the wrongin', why the hell don't you find the writin'? I got a house full of women won't go to the bathroom alone." Dewey had become accustomed to this brand of abuse. It was a routine part of his existence. He swallowed the second cup of coffee, sighed, smiled. "Hell, I'm not cracking jokes. I mean it. Why don't you arrest somebody? That's what you're paid for." "Hush your meanness," said Mrs. Hartman. "We're all in the same boat. Alvin's doing good as he can." Dewey winked at her. "You tell him, ma'am. And much obliged for the coffee." The ranch hand waited until his quarry had reached the door, then fired a farewell volley. "If you ever run for sheriff again, just forget my vote, 'cause you ain't gonna get it." "Hush your meanness," said Mrs. Hartman. A mile separates River Valley Farm from Hartman's Cafe. Dewey decided to walk it. He enjoyed hiking across wheat fields. Normally, once or twice a week, he went for long walks on his own land, the well-loved piece of prairie where he had always hoped to build a house, plant trees, eventually entertain great-grandchildren. That was the dream, but it was one his wife had lately warned him she no longer shared. She had told him that never now would she consider living all alone way out there in the country. Dewey knew that even if he were to snare the murderers the next day, Marie would not change her mind. For once, an awful fate had befallen friends who lived in a lonely country house. Of course, the Clutter family were not the first persons ever murdered in Finney County, or even in Holcomb. Senior members of that small community can recall a wild goings-on of more than 40 years ago. The Hefner slaying. Mrs. Sadie Truitt, the Hamlet's septuagenarian mail messenger, who is the mother of postmistress Claire, is expert on this fabled affair. August it was, 1920. Hot as Hades. A fellow called Tuniff was working on the Finnip Ranch. Walter Tuniff. He had a car, turned out to be stolen.